What's up, listeners? It's your host, Cataclysmic, jumping in for the Local Obscene Season 7, Episode 3. And I have an absolute special treat for you. We head on out deep into the netherworld on a quest in search of answers to the deepest questions. And we got those answers from no other than Sharpie. Yes, the band Sharpie put out a super dope single called Questions. And we headed on over to their absolutely incredible home, hung out in the backyard, and talked to them all about it. So let's just get this housekeeping out of the way and dive right in, okay? Do you want to be on the Local Obscene? Shoot me an email at localobscene@gmail.com or go to our Instagram, follow that shit, and send me a DM. What do you do? Are you in a band? Do you have a business? Are you a comedian? Are you a poet? Do you knit little cute sweaters for kittens? I want to know about it. All right, hit me the fuck up. Okay, also in the link of this episode, you can become a monthly contributor for as low as you want to go. All of that is going to support me in getting the ultimate software and hardware to provide you with the most incredible podcasting experience. Another thing you can do in this link in the bio, there is another link, a link within a link to our photography website. There you can check out all of the epic fucking photos I've been getting from these shows and my cat. And you can also download fucking prints or you can do downloads. Okay, for a dollar. And you can also get physical prints and put that shit up on your wall. Give them as a gift to your favorite bands. Put it in your bathroom so you can just stare at it while you're taking a shit. Whatever you want to do with these photos is up to you, but all of that is also going to support the cause. I have my eye on some pretty shiny. That's me rubbing my hands together. Pretty shiny shinies, such as like a fisheye lens and some other things that will just elevate my photography to whole other dimensions. Okay, that's all the housekeeping I have for you. How about we go on a journey and find out the questions from no other than Sharpie? But first, let us hear a clip of the track that they just released. This is a song called Questions by Sharpie. We are here with Sharpie on an insatiable Saturday evening at a looming castle nestled in a mountain crag. Welcome to the Local Obscene.
Hello.
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 I guess we're here with 2/4 of Sharpie.
It happens.
Yeah. It happens.
It is.
It happened at our last interview. Yeah. One day, one of us is we're gonna get interviewed with all of us under one roof, you know.
Hit me up.
Wrong turn at the gelatinous cube.
The gelatinous.
Oh, fucking gelatinous cubes! I hate them. Well, state your name and what you do in the band.
I'm Chris Perez. Go by the name Grim, and I do vocals and rhythm slash lead. There's really no distinction sometimes with our work, but yeah, I guess I would say the founder or whatever of the band.
And I'm Moody Luna, the bassist and vocalist as well. Rhythm section, a little bit of groove and scary stuff.
Fuck yeah. And who are we missing?
We're missing Kevin Pha, who's our other guitar player.
Norodoom.
Norodoom is the name that he goes by. And we are also missing our drummer, Dylan Potter, goes by the name Fist, and he's our drummer.
Or Fistula.
Or Fistula.
Fistula.
Depending on how violent you want to get with it.
That is awesome. So what is the origin story of Sharpie?
Oh, goodness. It's kind of always been a... You know, my attempt to jump into the music world since late high school. And I've gone under different names. And, you know, when I finally moved out here, I kind of changed the working titles that I had at the time. And I came across the name Sharpie, which is like a... It comes from a light by the brand Clay Pakey. And they make these lights. They call them Sharpie beam lights, and it's a little 189 watt light that apparently illuminates beyond what you think is capable of. And I was like, okay, I like that. And I saw like on the Urban Dictionary, it also is kind of like a slang term for like a kind of like a card shark or like someone like.
Oh.
Kind of, yeah, you know what I mean? I'm like, oh, I like that, like, Jekyll and Hyde type of thing, you know?
Yeah.
Shit, you know, and that I kind of just rolled with that, and moving forward, hell, I would say a lot of us in the band kind of have a little bit of that bipolarness to it, so I think it still fits.
Yes, it does. Well, Chris and I actually joined forces, because I had my own Moody Luna project, but yeah. Then we decided, let's just... merge it into one thing and it'd be easier to just keep going.
Nice. And thus Sharpie emerged from the void.
That's right. Literally every time there's always a void.
A lot of growth comes from that void.
Yeah, right. Absolutely.
The void is essential.
Yes.
What are your musical influences?
Well, I can say for me, definitely Neurosis. You know, a lot of the the post-metal, heavy doom stuff. Definitely some, you know, so I'll say Neurosis, Melvins, Isis, a lot of sludge metal like Crowbar and, you know, I guess you would say Celtic Frost kind of is in there, but, you know, I also have a lot of post-punk influence. You know, a lot of like goth rock stuff.
He's very eclectic. Cave.
So it's You know, kind of been the story, the journey of all this is also trying to find a way to kind of mix in all my genre influences. You know, and
I hear it. I can hear it.
Yeah, right on. Yeah.
Mine would be Chelsea Wolfe, Kitty, Deftones.
Oh shit.
A little bit of Korn, which is new. I never really listened to Korn until I watched the VHS documentary just a couple years ago. And then I liked his raw performance on there and the way he was just himself. I was like, okay, I like this music now. It really resonated. I listen to all kinds of stuff, though.
Totally. I would say on that, like, Korn. Deftones is definitely, like, the band's kind of, like, mutual, like, influence. Like, we definitely... all take some heavy influence from Deftones, some probably from just about every bit of their records, you know, from the beginning to even what they're doing now, you know.
I just saw Crosses like 3 weeks ago.
Yeah,
that was a good
that'd be
my
cool.
first time Sting Chino.
I want to see Team Sleep, if they could just go again and play. You know, it'd be so cool to catch.
I remember we bought some tickets back in 2015.
And then they canceled.
Yeah, it was Chino doing just a DJ set at Trees. And I was like, I'll go see fucking Chino. And then it got canceled. And I was like, fuck.
You know? That would have been sick, though.
Oh, hell yeah.
Damn, okay. So, word on the street. You guys just put out a brand new single titled Questions. First of all, congratulations.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You're welcome. The first time I heard it, this song was live in the flesh when you actually played it live for the first time, I remember.
That was nerve-wracking.
Hell yeah, but they totally just slayed that shit. I would have not even known. And my heart was gripped by an existential force, and the questions raised in my own mind were deep and powerful. What was the writing process like?
So that song goes back to, I want to say 2014, 13. It goes back a long time. You know, It's got many versions. We started our first version of it kind of came around 2014. Played it live. It used to be a staple with the Sharpie then, which is kind of more of like indie punk, you know?
Yeah.
Ooh.
And so we, you know, we play that song a lot live, and if wouldn't make it into the studio till the 2016 era, which is the we call that the Mark Dutram era, where he's the ex-bass player for the Melvins during like the Stoner Witch and the Gluey Porch Treatment, you know, that whole like the Honey Bucket era of the Melvins. He was their bass player, and he recorded our EP that we did back in 2016, and that would be the first time we get that song on recording. Questions would be on that record.
Yeah. That was the era of me being band wife and photographer.
Right.
But I still adored and knew every word, every song, and followed them like first day I ever saw Sharpie.
Aww.
Now, that version was active from about 2015 till 2019. And, you know, bands and their stories and their whatever, you know. But long story short, she would take over on bass. And, you know, we would kind of start our journey close to what we're doing now. Our journey into, like, the heavier realm. That era was more like sludge punk. Mm. Kind of a little more of a rock thing going on back in that era. And, you know, you could hear it in that version of Questions. And, you know, and after that, it'd been shelved for a while until recently. You know, I would say it was kind of Moody's idea, too, to, like, hey, we should bring back that song, you know, and we kind of started cooking with it in the rehearsal space late 2023, maybe early this year, and started cooking on it and decided, hey, let's
album.
Yeah, let's put it on this EP, you know. I was listening to a lot of, like, deathcore, a lot of Lorna Shore's The Pain Remains, and just kind of wanted to try that for this song. Kind of trying to go for that, like, black metal scream thing, but...
Yeah.
It was in total reverse, though. When we first started playing it, it was, like, more chill and, like, mellow, and then it led into the way it starts. Uh-huh. But somehow in studio, we just, like, let's turn it around and do it, you know, the way we planned it. So essentially it was finished in studio.
Yeah, we did a lot of the writing and working out in the studio for that. You know, we kind of were like, all right, here's the ideas that we were introducing. Here's how we'll piece it together. And one of the things that did carry over is that it always kind of had like a heavy groove to it. And so we kept that for like the middle portion of the song. It's kind of a callback to its original form. So it's got
callback.
Grunge doom meets black grunge metal. Doom.
Yes, absolutely.
In
6/8. So where did you guys record this?
Session Works Studios in off of Pipeline and Euless.
a shout out.
Yeah, Jeff shout Hurst. Out to Jeff Mount. Yeah, and was it Hurst?
Hurst, Texas.
Yeah, it's Hurst, Texas.
Hey, that's
and
kind of my next
Jeff
woods.
Mount, you know, the man, the DFW.
He's done our last three albums.
Yes, he
has. So our EP, and then he did Tempest, and then he did our album XY as well.
Damn.
All on reel-to-reel tape, which we are very proud of.
Ooh.
And we love the process. It's so cool.
That analog.
Three-inch tape.
Yeah, that's what she said.
Yeah.
Three-inch tape? What? Damn. It's like a movie film.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Well, you can tell. Sounds really delicious.
Thank you.
Thank you.
So what would you say is the core meaning or message?
In questions?
Mm-hmm.
I think questions, the song itself asks a lot of questions, and all those questions seem to be rooted in this being, is this really more like interpretation? Like, I saw this play out. Is this really what that means? You know, is this really all it means? It's kind of like, am I really seeing this happen? Does it really play out the way that it is? You know, it's got the theme is to, I guess you could say the theme is understanding that life happens, and then also remembering to kind of take action with it too. You know, it's a reflection on, you know, relationships
with yourself and others,
with yourself and with others, you know, and the ups and downs of it. You know, it's the song's broken down as such. It's intense and it grooves with, you know, still kind of a heavy passion to it, and then it just slows down to like a almost like a sort of like you just got the wind taken out of you, and then it goes right back into it. You
yeah,
know?
Absolutely.
It sort of just kind of lets you off with that, you know, with the wind taken out of, but also with the ground, you know, like firmly underneath you. So it's a journey. It's a duel.
It's an evolution.
Yeah, evolution. The fight and the fight that it takes to get there.
I like how it looped around at the beginning, too. It almost like it was just such a nice, seamless.
Right.
At least when I was jamming in the car, I was like, nice. It's like it almost didn't even realize it. I was like, damn, we're here again.
Yeah.
But I was just lost in it. So, it was awesome.
So glad you enjoyed it.
Yeah.
We enjoyed playing it.
Yeah.
It's really something. We all have something in it and have brought individual elements to the table with some that Chris has had for so long already.
Yeah, and the other two guys, they fucking brought it, you know. Kevin really, brought in sort of that, like, tremolo picking into it.
Yeah.
You know, he came up with the heavy groove that is reminiscent to how the song kind of was back in the day. And Dylan, our drummer, really he fucking brought the heat, you know.
Those
it was
blast
those
beats.
he put some blast beats,
those beats.
In like a waltz timing, you know, like that 3/4
blasting waltz
thing.
Beats?
Right.
That's fucking
right.
Next level.
He just understood it somehow, you know, and he also, you know, using his roto toms to kind of like sound in the distance on the quiet part, just really just rattling, you know.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, you guys absolutely slayed it. I'm glad you have released it upon the realms. And I got one more question for you. Are you ready to be on the scene's number one game show?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, let me get...
Where's the volcano?
If you would be so kind to open these for me.
Okay.
He is opening a box of cards.
Local obscene.
Yes, okay, so you can pick a card, any card. The name of the game is Luck of the Draw.
Okay.
There is a question on each card,
okay,
and you can answer it together.
Okay.
And, you each get to pick a card.
Okay, right on. I'll pick that one.
No peeking!
This is cool.
Okay.
Awesome.
You got a card too?
Uh-huh.
All right, I'll go first.
All right, they each got a card. Here he goes.
Scientists confirm that heaven is real, but everyone's heaven is personalized. Describe your heaven. Oh gosh, it's a tough one. Describe my heaven. My idea of heaven is being able to transcend from the third dimension to the fourth, and maybe the fifth. I want to be able... To me, the idea of heaven is being able to exist in this physical realm and then also get into the realm of the angels. In and out. I'm, you know, wrinkle in time shit. You know what I mean?
Transcending dimensions.
Transcending dimensions.
Mine's essentially the same, but not. Mine's more to find the soul source, because I know we all are one soul. It's just separated and severed, and we're all going back to it eventually. But it's not a heaven. It's just more of a togetherness, you know, out there in the universe.
So even though it's personalized, she's looking for the soul source.
Yes.
I like it.
The black goo. The black
goo. I just see, like, Evangelion when everyone just, like, turns into fucking...
Oh, man.
Shit at the end. All right, here we go. Number two.
All of you have to swap positions in the band. Who is going to do what? I would play drums.
She's claimed it.
I would play bass.
Okay. Playing bass.
And I guess Kevin and Dylan just got a flip-flop.
Yeah, Kevin. Kevin's got a...
He's got to sing.
He's got to sing and play guitar. And
we know he's got an angelic voice in there.
We're going to spill the tea on that. Like, he's got an incredible voice.
So he's a closet singer?
He's a closet singer.
He's coming out now.
We love you, Nordim.
We love you. You know, like, he was almost a closet guitar player for a while.
Oh, yeah.
Like, oh, I don't play.
He was a hobbyist. But yeah, man, like, that hobbyist much. Grew. Same with me. I was like, I just diddle. I just play a little.
Well, and then I guess Dylan would have to be
He's the front man guitarist.
He'll be the front man guitarist.
Dylan. He plays guitar too.
Okay. Well,
already,
there we go.
So that works.
That's good. Yeah, I actually kind of helps that everybody all plays multiple instruments.
Oh, well, that's good. Well, that's how you're going to have to play the next show. Them's the rules. Hell yeah. Well, thank you so much for being on the scene's number one game show.
Thank you for having us.
Thanks for having us.
So what is the future like for Sharpie?
Well, after all the procedures are done with Moody, and we're gonna hit the town hard, you know, probably the summertime. Play more.
We are planning to release a new single each month. Thinking about starting up a Patreon and having some exclusive things for people on there.
I like that.
The works. More merchandise coming.
Yep.
And more writing, of course. And we're just going to get together as much as we can and then get back out there.
That's
what really drives us is making the music. Even if nobody's in that crowd, we still are going to play because it's for us and for everyone that it reaches.
It's beautiful.
Yeah, that's about it.
And soul-crushingly awesome.
I practiced that in the mirror.
You rehearsed it in the mirror right up until you showed up.
Yeah.
So is Questions a part of a larger... Would you say EP possibly?
So yeah, we did record an EP last month, and we're gonna go ahead and, you know, release each of those songs as four different songs.
This one's a part one, Ultima, and then we're gonna get back in the studio and record about four more, and we're planning on putting that on like a double vinyl, just a little EP that we'll have out there.
That's what's
slowly
up.
Slowly in the works.
Mm-hmm.
That's about
and then
it.
We'll just have a full album coming as well.
There it is.
Chris and I have lots of songs, and Kevin sends us new riffs every day. That it's just a new song constantly. Yeah.
The riff factory.
Yes. He is the riff factory.
He really is. Like, we're like, there's a new song.
There's a new song. He's like, hey, I was just messing around with this. It's a song. I gotta.
Don't let Universal hear.
They will. They're probably listening right now.
Our group messenger is just full of all these pins with his riffs.
Oh yeah.
That's awesome. Hell yes. Well, the future is bright, and you know what to do, listeners. Go and follow Sharpie on all the social media. Actually, speaking of that, where is the best place for our listeners to follow you?
I would say Facebook and Instagram would be our best places to find us. We're more active on Facebook.
Kind of on TikTok.
We're on TikTok as well. I've got a little credential situation going on there to... You know, it's not letting me back in, but
it's gonna be leaving anyways.
Right. So, you know, we're on there as well. But that'll be our social medias, and then we're on all the streaming platforms.
Yeah.
To the questions is on Spotify, Pandora, Deezer, I think even Napster, Apple. It's on all the stuff. Music Match.
YouTube.
Hey, all right. Well, now you know what to do. Go follow Sharpie on all the social media. Stream the fuck out of their brand new single, Questions. Keep an eye out for some sick tunes coming down the chute. And, of course, be sure to give them all your money.
All of it.
All of it.
Well,
well, thank you for inviting me into your lovely castle. Oh, there's a lightning bolt and a bat.
Oh, man.
That's just my sister.
Oh, shit. Hell yes. And thank you, of course, for being on The Local of C.
Hell yeah. Thanks for having us.
Thank you.
Listeners, you know what to do. Go and follow Sharpie on all the social media. Keep an eye out for those brand new tunes and stream the fuck out of their brand new single, Questions. Doesn't this shit sound fucking amazing? And now it's time for the closing statement with your host, Cataclysmic. What's up, listeners? It's your host, Cataclysmic, jumping in for the closing statement. Thank you so much from the bottom of my heart, from the core of my soul, from the canyons of my brain for listening to this episode. Huge shout out to Sharpie for inviting me over to their home. It was an absolutely lovely time sitting on the back porch. They had the grill going. They had some family over. The trees were blowing through the what? What am I saying? The wind was blowing through the trees. There was just something special about it, and I just really, really enjoyed myself. So, do you want to help us beat the algorithm? Then you head on over to wherever you're listening
give us a little rating or review. That is going to help us climb the charts. Share this link on your stories, and of course with the homies, let's blow it up. I have huge fucking interviews lined up all the way through May. Lots of good stuff is coming towards you, and I am absolutely pumped. You yourself, you need to go out and you need to go to a place you've never been, okay? I want you to, that is your challenge for this week. Go to a place you've never been, whether it's food, whether it's to see a show. I just want you to experience your local obscene, your local scene. Submerge yourself in the culture wherever you are, because it's important. We have to keep the art alive. I am continuously blown away. Just the other day, I put out an open call on my Instagram story that I was looking for interviews, and the response was incredible. There's so, a lot of the people I've never even heard of before. How fucking amazing is that? Holy shit. And another, you know, another thing you can do. All right, here's another challenge. Number two, I want you to pick a local band. I want you to, if you have streaming, I want you to put that shit on repeat of their album, their single, whatever it is they have out there. Even if you have to put it at a very low volume, let it run through the night. Rack up some streams for those local bands. They're gonna wake up in the morning, they'll be like, holy shit, my song was streamed 10,000 times last fucking night because, you know, 20 of you just had it fucking rolling, okay? Two challenges. Go somewhere you've never been and stream the shit out of a local band throughout the entire night in your slumber. Okay? You got it? Well, thanks again for tuning in to the Local Obscene, and I will see you next week. I'm your host, Cataclysmic, signing off.